And now let's go to Egypt, where the euphoria of revolution has given way to the dismay of unemployment. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
It's a Friday afternoon in May in Tahrir Square, and complaints and advice are pouring from loudspeakers as Egyptians try to revive the momentum of their January revolution. But just off the square, it's easy to see how devastating the Arab Spring has been to economies in the Mideast and North Africa. And nowhere has the damage been greater than here in Egypt. Just ask Abu Saud Mustafa, a slender 50-year-old standing on the street holding a stack of papyrus sheets featuring drawings of Egypt's ancient pharaohs. They used to sell for the equivalent of $10 or $15 apiece. But now, if he can find a tourist to buy one, the best he can get is $2 or $3. For him, desperation has become the norm.
Ever since the revolution, there's been no work. I have three kids, and I can't even provide enough food for them. The government has to do something. We need stability and safety so the tourists come back. This is vital to us, the poor people who depend on a day's work so we can eat.
The forecast does not look promising. Predictions of 7% growth have been slashed. Tourists who fled in droves at the peak of the season have been slow to return. Inflation in March jumped to more than 11%, and in the first quarter, Egypt's stock market lost nearly a quarter of its value. Egypt's military rulers have not been shy about broadcasting the bad news. One said foreign investment in Egypt was near zero, and another said if things don't change, more than two-thirds of the population could wind up in poverty in the short term. Economist Ahmed El-Nagar at the Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies says in its desperate effort to crush the rebellion, the Mubarak regime further poisoned the economic atmosphere by blaming foreigners for the unrest and releasing prisoners onto the streets.
And they freed about 23,000 criminals against the society. They pushed them to fight against the society, and this affects the tourism sector, finance sector, and also foreign and internal trade.
The interim government is taking a few steps, boosting the minimum wage and imposing a 10% capital gains tax. But the private sector near-term outlook is gloomy, with hundreds of top businessmen reportedly hiding in Europe, afraid of being caught in the anti-corruption backlash now underway. Economist John Safakianakis with the Saudi Francie Bank in Riyadh told Al Jazeera's English channel as Egypt's revolution unfolded that the country's economic problems go back well before anything the Mubarak government did or failed to do.
In many ways, they go back to the 1950s when the industry was nationalized. In many ways, the entrepreneurial class of Egypt was destroyed since the 50s. The middle class in Egypt shrunk over the last 10 years exponentially. So as a result, today you have a system where it is semi-capitalist and semi-socialist.
There are other tensions to worry about as well. In downtown Cairo, Fatih Said sits in the souvenir shop opened by his grandfather in 1928. A Coptic Christian, Said says he's naturally optimistic. He thinks Egypt has weathered worse economic storms than this. But he fears a resurgence of the kind of Muslim-Christian violence that led to torched churches in the Imbaba neighborhood earlier this year.
After what's happening in Imbaba, the curve is going down also. If it's not, nothing happens like that, I think it will be good. If the security is okay, everything will be very, very good.
Economist Ahmed El-Nagar also has a positive outlook in the longer term. He points out that Egypt probably won't fare as badly as other countries that have undergone similar upheavals.
Because in transition period in Russia, there was minus 10% for GDP annually for 6 years.
Such thoughts may not reassure Egyptians struggling to make ends meet each day. But their calls for greater security, while getting a sympathetic ear among Egypt's ruling military council, are raising alarm bells among the young Egyptians who sparked this revolution. They worry that the military will use these calls for stability to postpone real reforms, perhaps indefinitely. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.